even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. And it says also that we shall rule with a rod of iron. As he rules with a rod of iron, he will give that to us that we can reign with him. The nations are going to be smitten and then ruled for 1,000 years. And that does not mean, you know, they're going to be utterly wiped out. There will be people, survivors. And that is who shall be ruled. He treads the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God. There will be a battle, and he will bring about a lot of bloodshed on his coming. He will tread them down in his anger. On this is written this name, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the ultimate king, the ultimate lord. I've often wondered, as I said earlier, about the beast. He has names of blasphemy on his heads. It'll probably be names like this. And I think I skipped over the part about him having a name written that none but he knew. And what could you say about that? Not much. Actually, his eyes were as a flame of fire. I guess I kind of jumped over that, but what can I say? You know, his eyes were as a flame of fire. And as I was talking about, they shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels, in the presence of the Lamb. How about, imagine you were espoused to Christ, and you could imagine this because you have, if you're listening to this, you probably have faith in him, and you're espoused to Christ. And now things went somehow, and you know, you can imagine how bad that is for you. Well, you who can imagine that probably won't even have any fear of ending up like that, because I can't imagine that that kind of faith would not lead you to all the good things in Christ and to obtain all the promises which we have by faith. Now, God is his grace is upon you, but even so, if you're his enemy, looking into those flaming eyes, they will be cast out. And what does it say? There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth when they see themselves cast out of the kingdom. It's not going to be pleasant. But all the torment could be right there in his eyes. Look, they shall look upon him whom they pierced. And it will be horrible. We don't have to go all medieval. You know, a lot of those, our minds are often conditioned by these medieval images that come from the Catholic Church and that. And, you know, we've gone into chapter 9, we'll get to chapter 20, but I mean, there's not a real lot of medievalness about all of it. You know, I haven't seen cause. I haven't been drawn into this. His eyes are as a flame of fire. And they will look on him. And he will be there to judge. He will have many crowns on his head. All ruler. You know, that means all the rule of all things is committed to him. All things are put under his feet. We do not yet see all things put under his feet, but they shall be put under his feet. This is a fulfillment of that. The name that none knew but he himself. What is the name written? You know, is it some special name? In Christianity, we tell people, know God. You know, you want to know God. We want to know him. Do you know the Lord? You know, whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. But we want to say we know him. But more than that, honestly, we want him to say that he knows us. Because there will be many in those days who will say to him, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Have we not cast out devils in your name? Have we not done in your name many wonderful works? And he said, I will say to them at that time, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. So there's going to be a lot of people cast out. So we want him to know us. We want to know him. We've tried to get to know him. Right? But no one knows him like they ought to know him. If any man seems to know anything, let him know this first, that he doesn't know anything like he ought to know it. So Paul said. And it's true. We get knowledge, we start getting puffed up, we think we know something. But we don't know, really. His name is written. Let's take the Bible, for instance. I've been studying the Bible for 20 years. And there are people who know it better than me. And I'm sure there are people who understand it better than me. I pray there are. God, let there be people who understand it better than me. But the thing is, none of them understand it like they ought to understand it. A man's name, I've often said, and again, I usually get on this track when people say to me, hey, you know, you shouldn't call him God. You should call him Elohim, because that's his real, he isn't God, that's a pagan word. I'll say, you shouldn't call him Jesus, that's like, you know, if Yitzhak Rabin, this is the guy who led Israel back in the 90s, and this guy said, you know, would you say, oh, hey, Isaac? It would be disrespectful because his name is Yitzhak, as far as that's how he presents himself, as Yitzhak. So it's kind of presumptuous to sort of translate his name into my language. You know, it's like if someone introduced you and they said, hi, my name is Pablo. You'd go, oh, Paul. Nice to meet you, Paul. No, no, my name is Pablo. If they want to keep their ethnic name, it is sort of respectful to refer to them by their ethnic name. And he made that point to me and said, you know, so we should not call him Jesus Christ. He should be Yeshua Mashiach, because otherwise it'd be disrespectful. And I don't agree with that, because God is not a man, and he's not suffering, and he does not suffer from man's vanities. In that regard, human language is this very broad spectrum, and God understands who we're talking to, because it is not in the sounds that our mouths make that God is truly named. His name is not Jesus or Yeshua, like these sounds our mouths make. Those are indeed labels we put on people, but there were thousands of men named Yeshua in the days of Christ. And since, though I don't know if it's a very popular name anymore, you know, but that name is just the sounds the mouth makes. It is not really, in the sense that God intends, his name. A man's name, like in God's book, it's not the label your parents gave you when you were born. It is everything you are, were, and shall be. It is the essence of who you are. Like when God brought his plagues on Pharaoh to make a name